Did you know that Jimmy Carter has been teaching Sunday school in the same church since he was 18 years old? He may be a former U.S. president, but at Maranatha Baptist, he is simply known as a mighty fine teacher. But in August of last year, Carter was diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer. He was told he only had weeks to live. But that didn't keep him from getting up and teaching one more Sunday school class. Carter brought his A game to the pulpit, teaching with humor, humility, and above all, peace. You see, when you're someone who knows and trusts the God of the Bible, no matter what bad news comes your way, the Lord has promised to give us a peace that passes understanding. See how Jesus puts it? Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Jimmy Carter's story hasn't ended yet. In fact, something remarkable happened. While teaching Sunday school last December, Jimmy revealed that he was cancer-free. A series of immunotherapies had helped erase the lesions in his brain. No doubt these amazing new drugs were key to his recovery. But Christians also know that prayer had something to do with it. We know that ultimately it's God who gives and takes away. But I think we can say with confidence that, in Jimmy's case, God still has some work for him to do. While we don't see eye to eye on every political issue, I appreciate this man's dedication to his faith and particularly his clinging to Christ in times of trouble. I don't know about you, but from one president to another, I'd like to say thanks, Jimmy, for being a faithful witness to the grace of God available to us all through Christ Jesus. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.